Holmes quickly, though, up the right wing for Gross. Grizzlies power play right back into the offensive zone with a minute left to work with. Landon Gross from a sharp angle to the front of the net. They bang around. Rebound. Score! Going to be Quentin Greenwood, and the Grizzlies are within two.
And that was a fantastic looking power play. Both different lines that were out there getting the shots through, getting some great opportunities with passes across the ice, stopping clearing attempts, and then this one right here at the side of the net. Greenwood gets the rebound and pounces on it over top of Benson, who is sprawled out.
Joined by Grizzlies forward Quentin Greenwood. Quinn, we'll make it short and sweet on the Brooks Bandits in round two here. Just what did you guys see from them, and what did you hope to put across as your effort in this series?
You know what? They're just, it's a beast of a team. I thought we gave it everything we had. You know, there was parts in every single game where, like, we had them on the run. You know, it's not like they walked all over us all the time, especially in the first two games. We were right there, you know, for the first two periods. And, you know, just little lapses, and they score a lot on you. They're a really talented team. So, that's all I can say about them.
That's not going to be the script that everyone remembers from this playoff, though. It's going to be just how you guys all season long put the focus on character, compete, work ethic, and just how rewarding was it for you guys to see what happened versus the Canmore Eagles in round one?
Oh, it was such a treat. You know, we came together. A lot of people didn't believe in us. Like, in regular season, we were 0-6 against them. They thought they had us the entire way, but we came together. We all had our roles. Everyone played their roles right. You know, my line, we tried shutting down the forecheck line as best as we could, and I'm really proud of Orban and Ginter. You know, they're my wingers, and they give it everything they had every night, and we were very successful against them. Our goal scorers, they came through hard, especially in game three. You know, we were down. Our goal scorers, Tier Thompson, you know, he brought us into that overtime, and, you know, Grosser, he finished it for us.
Just how much of a complete team effort was that? Obviously, Ben was the MVP with the saves, but top to bottom, you could see every game that there was something that everybody did to help you guys win.
Yeah, like, you know, everyone had something and everyone had their role. You know, I didn't talk about Benny, but he is our MVP. He was very special to us.
Well, I think one thing that we noticed in that series is, as you mentioned, your wingers there, Ginter and Orban, you guys, you know, have a chance to be back as a line for next season, and to be able to embrace the role that you guys had in that series. How much fun did you have to be, you know, a bit of a pest and take on the top two scorers and that top line for Canmore?
That was the best role I've ever had. It was such a pleasure being on the ice with those two. You know, we shut them down every night. It was fun, rewarding. It felt like such a treat to, you know, win every night. You know, we didn't give them anything, you know.
You guys were some of the guys that are obviously going to take on leadership roles next year. Who else do you think will come back next year and, you know, will really have grown from this playoff run?
I say Cade Blais, you know, that young kid, 16-year-old. He, you know, I don't know many other 16-year-olds that could play that much in the playoffs. You know, that's incredible. He's going to come back next year stronger, older, more mature, a veteran, a leader. You know, I'm really excited for that kid.
And your 20-year-olds that will graduate here, Austin Holmes, James Gomm, Ben Giesbrecht, Landon Gross, and obviously Tier Thompson going to move on to the NCAA. So five pretty key players. So what did you learn from that group this season?
You know, they're A1. Just a pleasure to play with every day. Great leaders. I'm really going to miss them. You know, it's hard to find guys like that. They were really special to our team.
Your captain this season is a... Move out of the way here for a second. Chase Olson, how much in tune did you feel that Chase was with the coaching staff and the message that this team wanted to carry this season?
Oh, he has the greatest relationship with our coaching staff. He reiterates everything they say. He brings to the forefront to our team, and you know, he tells us how it is, and it's great. He's a great leader, one of the best leaders in the league.
To be the underdog story this year, you know, what do you guys want to be when you move into next season in this AJHL?
Not the underdog. We're going to be, you know, we're going to be fierce, tough to play against. No one's going to want to play us. We're going to be even better than this year. You know, those one-goal games aren't going to happen. We're going to be rolling teams. I'm really excited for what we have in the future here.